This piece is an excellent example of the merits and limitations of using the abrading technique when carving stone. The gap between the legs, which appear slightly bowed, may be the best indication of the cord's progress. The arms are indicated with straight lines, as are the eyes. However, the curvature of the neck and the light lines of expression on the brow lend the figure some expressiveness. This is particularly noteworthy given the piece's overall economy of line.